104.3 The River, the Hometown Morning Show, brought to us by Gentry. 7:15, and we've got a very, very special guest in the studio. Introduce yourself, young man.
Not real young anymore, but I appreciate
you. You're younger than I am, buddy.
Jonathan Bennett, assistant principal at the high school. Associate AD these days, I guess, working with these sports, trying to get sports to happen. That's kind of why I'm here today. So I appreciate y'all having us on.
And, so glad to have you, and glad to be hosting Caverna tonight in Tiger Stadium. Things are a little bit different now. We talked about it some on the news, but good to have you in here with us and kind of helping us along through this, because this is different for everybody. A, first off, I'm glad that our young athletes are getting to be together. They're doing it the right way. I know y'all are doing it to a T, because you have to, because you don't want to mess it up. Right. I know they're doing a great job. I know they're going to their Google meetings and being good kids and doing the best they can. I'm glad they're getting to play, first and foremost. I think it's good for them. I think it's much needed.
Yeah, same. I mean, obviously, same here. I mean, what happened this spring, our baseball team didn't get to compete, softball team didn't get to compete, so had some high expectations for both of those teams, but it's just heartbreaking to see that happen. But a lot of hard work has gone in to make this fall a reality, and that reality, of course, you've been on the golf course. The golf team's been sure. Been competing all fall, and they're doing a great job. Coach Mitch and Coach Edie doing an awesome job with them, but the indoor sports, I didn't know if we'd ever have an indoor sport again, and last night volleyball kicked off the season, so great to see that. Got football going on tonight, but it's obviously weird times, and we've got to do things that the Kentucky Department of Education tell us we have to do. We work closely with our health department here, with Scott Shrewsbury. He does a great job of communicating with us. So lots of things going in place that, you know, we don't want ourselves. We'd rather just open up to everybody come out just like it was last year. Right. But obviously we can't do that. So that's kind of why I'm here today, just to talk about some of those protocols that we have to put in place. We've put it out on social media. We've put it out on our Send It, our parent notification that people get. We've put it out on Facebook. I mean, I think the only thing we haven't put it out on is maybe MySpace, but I don't know if anybody's got that anymore. But but I wanted to get on here today and basically just go over some details, because I don't want to upset some people. People show up tonight to the football game and not have a ticket or forget a ticket or something like that. But basically – With the way we're doing tickets now, the recommendation is for 20% capacity at home games. So we have to look at how many seats we've got. And our football stadium's not a huge stadium. Right. Don't have a whole lot of seating. Other places do. But with the football games, we felt like we could get four tickets to family members of the student-athletes participating in the event. Our cheer student-athletes, our cheerleaders, they get two tickets. And then each opponent student-athlete gets two tickets as well. So basically for tonight, if you don't already have a ticket, or if you can't purchase a ticket today at the high school, if you're not a family member, you can't come watch the football game tonight. So we hate that. We wish it was different. The good news is it is going to be live on Breck Live, which is our YouTube channel. Coach Rob Garrett, our soccer coach, does a great job with the Breck Live. So if you can't make it out, watch Breck Live. Lee will have the game on the WXBC, and we're going to try to get WXBC with the Breck Live, try to get those two coordinated so you can actually watch on the Breck Live and listen to Lee at the same time. So and that's 100% free. There's some other districts who are charging for that. We felt like you can't charge for that. I mean, it's got to be free at this point, and I think our fans will appreciate that, and hopefully we'll watch and listen into that.
Good deal. So that's the way it is for now, folks. You know, I know, and you know, you've got a seat here anytime as things change, as things progress. And I know that you all will do a good job of keeping us up on what we can do and what we can't do here in the county. So what else are we looking forward to? You know, so practices have started, games have started, volleyball's on, football tonight. How are you feeling about the rest of the year? I mean, you've been involved in this your whole life. This is a whole new – bad pun, but it's a whole new ball game, really.
Well, honestly, I think I feel good from what I saw last night with the volleyball parent. I mean, mostly parents, obviously, but you just got to social distance at these events. You've got to mask up, and you just got to be respectful. I mean, there's people out there who we've got different views on the mask and different views on the whole deal going on, but at the end of the day, if we want these student athletes to continue to play, right, we've got to do our part to make that happen. And that's what Mr. Cox, Mr. Michael Fresh, Coach Hillenbrandt at the high school, we're trying to do our part. So hopefully the spectators will continue to do their part too. But it's basically – so right now it's segment one. Segment one, the KHAA come out and said segment one is from September 7th to September 26th. So it's basically 2 more weeks. This is what it's going to look like for segment one. So I talked about volleyball's going on right now. That happened last night. Soccer kicks off this weekend. Got a away match. So if you've got questions about any of that, I mean, it's tough for us right now to get any tickets unless you're a family member. But once we start to open things up, we'll get that communication out. I may come back on here and talk about that at some
please
point.
Please do. Please do.
But it's and golf's obviously, like talked about, they're going. And we're excited to see sports again in Breckenridge County, just like
we need it.
You are, yeah. The student athletes need it. They and we've got some good teams right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, the soccer team had one of the most successful seasons last year. Football team won 5 games and got some really good players coming back. Volleyball been the regional championship 2 years in a row. Didn't win last year. Just came up a little bit short. Golf team just.
Every year,
I don't think I've ever seen as many golfers out there, but we're starting to get the golfers out there, and they're starting to improve. Of course, you've got one on the girls' team. There's never been as many girls competing, so that's
great.
You're a golf dad, and I was a golf dad this summer for the first time, so I understand how that goes. So,
golf dads don't get to play golf. Did you notice that?
They don't.
No, we don't. Not much time for that.
I had to do a lot of caddying this summer. I almost got fired a few times, but
me too, brother.
I would have been okay with that, but. It's fun to see. It's fun to see everybody out there just competing again and having a good time, just being around their friends. I mean, at the end of the day, high school sports, these kids aren't going to go on to play college, most of them. Hardly any of them are going to play professional sports. It's all about just being a part of that team and just representing your community and just having a good time. So
absolutely.
It's good to see that last night. Good, hopefully see it again tonight out the football stadium.
Good deal. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in today. Anything you got for the folks before we – go do some birthdays?
Just basically, if you're a family member, if you need a ticket, you can still purchase those today at the high school. Okay. But once we won't do any money handling at the gates, so you have to have your ticket pre-game there. And it's got some questions on there, some COVID-related questions on if you've got fatigue or body aches or those types of things. We have to take a temperature. And we have to collect that contact sheet for contact tracing purposes. And so basically just if you're coming out tonight, make sure you take care of business beforehand. And if you're not coming out, watch it on Breck Live and listen on WXBC of the River.
All right, my man. We appreciate you so much. Please come back and see us again, and we'll be back with the Good News Show right after this.